There are many dangers in the world today for those who hold to the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was just listening to the news reports and watching some video about 21 Christians who were beheaded for their testimony about Jesus Christ and refusing to convert away from Jesus. Well, why would we do something like that? Why couldn't we just say, I'll convert and change my mind later? It's because we hold to Jesus Christ and His words because they are the words of God. And when we hold to His words and we hold to Jesus Christ, we're holding on to eternal life and we will not deny Him, and our testimony about that is more important than our life. Listen to how the disciples learned this. It's found in Luke, the 9th chapter, and the 28th verse. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings that Jesus took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, his face was changed, and his raiment was white and glistening. And look, there talked with Jesus two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his death which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. And while he spoke this way, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept all this privately, and told no man in those days of any of those things which they had seen. You see, God said, don't listen to anyone but Jesus Christ. We will not follow another. Jesus said, I know my sheep know me, they know my voice, and they will not follow another. And when we're true disciples of Jesus Christ, we will not follow another. We will listen to Jesus. We will hold to the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I ask myself, could I have the courage that those Egyptians showed in their testimony for Jesus Christ? All I know is this, He has helped millions of people over these many years to place the testimony about Jesus above their own lives. And in the moment, He will help me, and He will help you wherever you are to be strong and courageous and hold on to your testimony of Jesus Christ with your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the courage that you give me. It's not me, Lord, it's you. And I pray, O Lord God, that if that moment should come, that I must make my testimony about you, Jesus, more important than my life, Lord, help me, strengthen me, and may I go to glory with courage and strength and a testimony on my lips of the love of God in Jesus Christ. Thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.